man, what's up today on Fuck Outta Here with your host, me, Abyss Killer. Yo, what up, y'all? What up, y'all? This is episode 2, and I'm here to talk about today. We're gonna get into that Bad News versus Loso on Bullpen Battle League. I want to shout out Bullpen Battle League, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Dope battle. Only got one problem with the battle, and it ain't really with the battle. It's more with the judges. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking judges, yo. That's what really pissed me off, was these damn judges, right? Battle was dope. Loso went in. Bad News, he did his thing. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers got to keep it real. Stop trying to spare people's feelings and shit, man. Like, all right, check this out. Loso, first round, fire. Bad News, first round. He did his thing. It was okay. It was okay. You see potential, but it was okay. But I just think Loso's first round had, like, haymakers. That had a couple of hard hitters in there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, had one or two haymakers, and then a lot of nice, like, you know, good punches and shit. And the way he sets his shit up is well structured. He structures it good as hell. Like, he definitely knows what he's doing, and you could tell in his writing. Round two, again, even though Bad News went first, you know what I'm saying? Like, Loso's round was good again. Like, haymakers, couple of haymakers, you know what I'm saying? Some dope bars in there. Well-structured. Bad News is, like, a little bit all over the place. That nigga be dancing. He's good, though. Don't get me wrong. But I can't. I'm not going to give him a second place, you know what I'm saying, trophy. Fuck that. There's no second place trophies in this shit. None. First place, that's it. No second place. No, oh, he won every round, but it was close, so it wasn't a 3-0, but it's a 3-0. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. People tired of hearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to hear that shit no more. Angry fans, stop that shit. But anyway, second round, felt the same thing. Third round, same shit, like, but though, like, dope pocket checks from both of them. The second pocket check from Bad News, oh my god, that motherfucker tried to rip dude's pants off and shit. That was, like, a little bit out of control. Like, you could tell he was mad about the first, about when Loso did it to him, so. But Loso did it creatively with the bar and creatively on how he did it. Bad News just had to say it and then, like, try to fucking rip it. That's what made it more, like, attractive to people. Like, you know, I know it's weird to say it like that, but that it made it more, like, viable to people. Like, oh shit, he just fucking, like, pocket check him, when really the bar he said wasn't that hard about how or why he was pocket checking. And then he kind of did it, like, he said it again, but I guess it was like a double entendre, because it was meant in a different way. It was dope, though. But I just think Loso was more put together, well-structured. Like, you could tell he's a battle rapper. Like, you could tell, like no names is going to have problems fucking with him. Like, and big names are going to have problems fucking with him. And middle tier is going to have problems fucking with Loso. Like, so, I mean, there ain't no other way to slice it. Like, kid is good. He knows what he's doing. And shout out to Loso. Shout out to Bullpen. Shout out to Bad News. Yo, look, in my podcast, even if we ever do have, or I mean, I ever do have, like battle rappers call up or some shit like that. I mean, I don't know how far this shit's gonna get, and I don't got no expectations for it either. I'm just doing what I do, but I'm gonna keep it all the way funky with them. Ain't no, you ain't gonna come up and call or whatever and be like, oh, he don't fuck with what I do. He's talking shit on me. Like, look, that's one thing. I'm never gonna talk shit. I'ma just say what it is. I'm not gonna talk shit about a person because, you know, it's hard to get up there and battle rap. It's hard to think of creative shit to say to make the fans like it. That shit is not easy. And when y'all dudes, y'all bloggers be talking about, oh, you should have been this, you should have did that, man, don't be doing that shit, cause y'all niggas can't do it. If y'all could, y'all would be out there doing it. Obviously, y'all can't, and y'all fans, like, it's okay to have an opinion, but at the end of the day, y'all niggas ain't out there doing it, so you can't really say that much. That's like fucking telling the football, like being mad of a football player, nigga. You can't even do half of the shit that football player could do. You can't even do half of the shit that the motherfucking dude on the bench playing football never gets to play can do. So, hold on to that and think about that. Next time niggas is fucking talking shit on a battle rapper, y'all obviously can't do what they do. So you sit back and you watch them do what they do. But when you talk about shit, don't act like you can do what they do. Because that's the way y'all talk about shit. Like, oh, you should have did it like this. Shit. Nigga, you don't know shit. You ain't even up on the stage. You're too scared to. You couldn't handle somebody talking to you all crazy. Like, that shit takes a lot. Battle rapping is not easy. If it was, everybody be doing it. And there would be no bloggers. Facts. So, fuck out of here with that bullshit. Alright. And another thing. Please stop the motherfucking reviews after the battle goes on. Like, wait till it comes on to the internet. Like, because yous are leading the fans to think who won. And then when we watch it, it's disappointing. Because what y'all said, it didn't even stand up. Too, and that's why I understand Battle Truth. That's why Battle Truth came in to do blogging too, because I think because he sees, like, yo, like, maybe they ain't doing it right. And I don't agree with not even 60% of the shit that dude says, but I respect his voice coming out to do it, though. That's the difference. A lot of niggas talk, but a lot of niggas is scared to talk too at the same time. And I respect that he like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't scared to back up what he's saying. And he stands on what he's saying. And I respect that about any man who, you know what I'm saying, who got something to say. But we just need to get shit in order. And I came up with this idea of, like, I think I know how battle rap could get bigger. This is just my opinion, just the idea. I'm not saying it will work, like, I don't know if it will work, but I have a feeling that it could, if done the right way. Now, I think you need 3 major battle leagues to turn into one. Now, I'm going to make an example of these 3 battle leagues, of which ones, all right? So, we're going to take, obviously, URL, and then we're gonna take King of the Dot, obviously, and for the last one, we're gonna throw in there motherfucking Bullpen Battle League. And this is what I came up with. All right, URL has like the show stopping battles, like the electrifying battles. The battles that, oh my God, can't wait to see it. And them shits do million views and all that, right? Alright. Now, King of the Dot is like more commercial, more TV friendly, more like, you know, could get in them certain business rooms that Smacking Them can't get into. So with King of the Dot and Smack, one hand would watch the other if they would get together. Be like, look, you could do certain moves that Smack can't do, but Smack can make certain events be lit and, you know, pick the right battlers and talent and all this shit. And boom, y'all work together, y'all can have the biggest battle league ever. And then you also got Bullpen. I didn't forget about Bullpen, because where Bullpen comes in is that John has the motherfucking best motherfucking talent search, and he's setting up the best, like, new guys battles that are, like, electrifying. Like, they're dope. All of the battles from Bullpen Battle League so far have been dope. Maybe, like, one or two haven't, but I haven't seen them. I'm just saying that just to be safe. But, I think that trifecta would work. I think that would work. If you put them three battle leagues together, even throw in there, even UW. But, yeah, UW, you could throw in there for the giant battles, for the battles that don't, but, yo, imagine the money. Imagine the shit. Like, to make shit bigger, you're gonna have to have a round table with, like, motherfucking Smack, Beasley, Chico, fucking Arsenal, fucking John, whoever's on John John's team over there at Bullpen, and then whoever, like, just or just grab the main motherfuckers from there, and y'all put all y'all teams together, because you're gonna need an arena in New York still, you're gonna need an arena in Atlanta, and you're gonna want one out in California, and you're gonna have one in Canada to get them Canada fans too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit could be lit. Niggas have to stop being greedy and think about the bigger picture. Just make sure you make the right moves and work with the right people, and battle rap can go far. Battle rap can have 10 million views, 20 million views, but y'all gotta learn to work together. Like, battle rap gotta be for everybody, not just for the hood. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be for everybody. You gotta make it so there's, like, a little kids battle tournament, where there's, like, you know what I'm saying, like, events, like an Easter Day event. Like, you know, I'm just making shit up. But make commercialized battle rap, but and then also have, like battle rap at night, battle rap, gangster battle rap. Like, you know, make its own genre. So, and then everybody will still be able to get what they want, to just have different genres of battle rap. And don't let these corny motherfuckers take over with this stupid Santa Claus verse the Grinch, like, type. That shit is cool in a way, because they're doing that and it's funny, but it's whack because it takes away from the real battle rap. It takes away from the real essence. So what we need to do is just take that shit back from them and make that a part of battle rap. And then make it so that we control everything about it. And I'm not talking about me, as in, like, but I'm just saying we as the battle rap industry and as a whole. You know? Let's get this shit popping. Y'all niggas need to get together. Y'all major battle leagues, get together and work this shit out, man. Let's get this shit popping. Because otherwise, I think battle rap is going to be stagnant. It's going to stay where it's at, and then nobody's going to get anywhere. So I think we need to try that at least. Or somebody do something innovative. Somebody do something brand new, you know? Do something brand new so everybody can know what's going on. And that's what I think needs to happen. Something new. Something nobody's done yet. And I hope somebody from one of these leagues does it. John been doing great. Shout out to Bullpen Battle League. Shout out to King of the Dot. Shout out to URL. Shout out to Rare Breed Entertainment, RBE. Shout out to them too. I fucks with them too. Who else? Shout out Queen of the Ring. Yep. Shout out Angry Fan. I fuck with them too. I fuck with another podcast, but I don't know. Them niggas keep changing their names, so. But anyway, back to what I was saying about, like, battle rap needs to go in another way. Does it? It needs something brand new. It needs something. Something to make people excited again. Something to light a fire under niggas' asses. A new achievement. Battle rappers, stop thinking that you made it already. Cause niggas, you did not make it. You ain't make it yet. You ain't. You ain't a billionaire. You ain't a millionaire. Nigga, you ain't make it all the way yet. So listen to this public announcement. That's what their name. Shout out to PSA Radio. If they still name that. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop thinking that shit. You know? Like, you ain't make it all the way yet. Like, y'all niggas think y'all all the way famous. Mook, you too. Like, you dope as fuck, but, like, come on. Like, y'all niggas ain't really where you wanna be at, right? Your name ain't on the Billboard charts and shit like that. You ain't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Ain't y'all trying to get somewhere? Y'all leaving yourself stagnant. Every year that passes by, y'all niggas is letting shit go. Like, every minute that's passing by, you're letting shit go where you could do something great, where you could do something where it could change battle rap. Like, come on. Like, let's make shit happen. Like, let's make 2017 so lit that niggas is gonna go back to 2017 and reference that year. We need every year like that. Let's rise up battle rap. Every battle rap fans, go out, tell your friends watch this, tell your friend watch that. Like, be watching that shit when niggas is hanging out so niggas can be nosy or something about it. Like, blast that shit when you're in your house, chilling, drinking, having a party. Throw the battle rap on, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get this lit. Pass the word around on some extra, extra type shit. Read all about it. You know what I'm saying? We need to make battle rap great again. You know what I'm saying? We need to make this shit great again. So, let's try as a whole, everybody, and make battle rap dope by spreading the word. By making battle rap bigger. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need something. The fans gotta help too. Sometimes spreading the word about shit makes it thing. And Smack, stop pushing these young dudes so hard. Cause I'm sorry, they ain't even that good. Like, some of these niggas is not even that good. So, what else? There was something else I wanted to talk about before I had to get out of here. There was something else. Oh yeah, an Angry Fan on Angry Fans Radio. All y'all, like, I understand, like, the fans calling up, but Angry Fan and Tony Bro, like, y'all really can't have opinion. Caps, I meant, but like Caps and Tony Bro, y'all really shouldn't have, like, that much of a, like, a opinion to an extent. Like you shouldn't be calling rappers trash. Like, you should just say, I didn't like how he did that battle. I think he could have done better. Like, shit like that. Because you need niggas to come on the show. Now, the fans, let them be loose. Because at the end of the day, the battle rappers don't care what some of the fans say. You know, sometimes they do care what the fans say. But I think Angry Fan should be less judgmental. Like, the host of the show should be less judgmental. Like, but now when he's doing that shit in the car, he's just a blogger then. But rappers also gotta stop being sensitive. That sensitive shit got to stop. That shit got to stop, man. Niggas is grown men being sensitive about shit there's no need to be sensitive about. Like, everybody's not gonna like your shit. Stop being sensitive. Like, even everybody in the world, women, men, everyone. Everyone in this damn world, stop being fucking sensitive. Because, goddamn, it's like a bunch of crybabies these days. That's all I see these days, is a bunch of fucking crybabies. Everybody crying, oh, this is not fair, that's not fair. Life is not fair, alright? Do y'all hear me? Life is not fair at all. It's not supposed to be. That's why it's called the struggle. If we were cavemen, we'd be in the illest struggle. Because we gotta fight off all types of animals and creatures and shit. Life is not easy. There's no utopia. Life is supposed to be a struggle. That's why we always have stress. And if we have a good life where there's no stress, we're just stressed about that. And shout out to another podcast I mess with that I always watch and that I always listen to is the Joe Rogan Experience. Joe Rogan is an open-minded person, and I think that's dope. And you know what I'm saying? That's the only sport I watch too is MMA. I don't watch it as much as I used to because I work a lot, so when I can, I really do watch, like, MMA, but that's the only thing, no other sports. What else? Oh, I want to give a shout out to another podcast, Drink Champs, dope podcast, you know, I'm a fan of that one also. Shout out to, Nori and his co-host, DJ FN, partner, sorry, I don't want no disrespect, partner, DJ EFN, probably said FN, shout out 50 Cent, yo, what else is another podcast I watch? Oh, Flip the Script podcast, I fucks with him, I fucks with Queens Flip, dope podcast, I'm a fan of that one also. And Tax Tone, I'm a fan of that too. Free Tax Tone. I hope everything works out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he gets out free. I don't know the situation, so that's all I can say about that. And what else? What else? Another podcast I watch. Let me see. I think that's pretty much... Oh, and the TK Kirkland, I watch his... His shits need to be longer. Come on, TK. We need at least, like, half an hour or an hour. Like, come on. Hook motherfuckers up and let us get the motherfucking half an hour or hour. I seen one was, like, a half an hour. I was like, word. Because, you know, dope podcast. And the Brilliant Idiots, of course. Where would I go without saying or be without... The Brilliant Idiots, another podcast I fuck with. And I fuck with Charlamagne, and I fuck with Andrew. I like how Andrew looks at shit. I think right now, nowadays, I think Charlamagne's, like, holding a little bit back. He's a little bit scared of stuff nowadays. He's not as loose cannon on Brilliant Idiots as he is on the radio show. But I still fuck with the show. Dope show, Brilliant Idiots. I fuck with it. I'm a fan. Alright, yeah. I think those are pretty much the base, like, basically the podcast I watch the most. The podcast I watch the most. But, yeah, like, I'm just doing this podcast, which is called Fuck Outta Here. And it's just basically about that. Niggas, they ain't that bullshit. Anything you watch about that bullshit in it. Like, even that shit going on with Nicki Minaj. Like, oh my God. Like, come on. Like, fuck out of here, Nicki. Like, yeah, you sexy, you pretty, but come with them bars, like, for real. And that Donald Trump and Snoop shit, oh, man. It's artistry. It's him being an artist. Like, knock it the fuck off, people. Knock it off. It's him being an artist. That's all it is. Y'all trying to make it more than what it really is. And it's just him being an artist. So kill all that bullshit. Sorry, I was drinking a drink. So kill all that bullshit. So knock it off. Fuck out of here. Alright. It's just thing, like, yeah, I understand where people are coming from, but yous are doing too much. This is like the year of the crybaby, or the century of the crybaby, and it needs to stop, alright? It needs to stop. So, what I think I'm about to do, I think I'm about to sign off now. I don't got that much time left, so it was nice talking with y'all. Comment, rate, and subscribe. If you like the podcast, let me know. If you don't like the podcast, fuck it, let me know. Hate's important just as much as, you know, you liking someone. So if you hate, let me know. If you like it, let me know. And this is the podcast with your host, Abyss Killer. Shout out to everybody out there. Keep it moving. Keep going. Stay focused. Signing off. Fuck out of here.